Here's the good news and the bad news about special commissions and their reports. The good news is they can get it right and tell us what no one else has the time or the interest or the prestige to tell us. The bad news about national commissions is how easily they can be ignored or forgotten. In June 2000, the National Commission on Terrorism, chaired by Paul Bremer, later of Baghdad fame, cited the danger of al-Qaeda, faulted the CIA for being overly risk-averse, and recommended, among other things, that Afghanistan be labeled a state sponsor of terrorism. On January 31, 2001, the U.S. Commission on National Security, co-chaired by former Senators Gary Hart and Warren Rudman, recommended, among other things, a Department of Homeland Security. Well, joining us by phone, two people who served on those two commissions, and who I hope will talk with us about whether and if not how the 9/11 Commission has or might avoid the oblivion to which other commission findings have been consigned. Representative Jane Harman, Democrat of California, who sat on the Bremer Commission. Welcome to the program once again.
Nice to be on the program.
And former Senator Warren Rudman, Republican of New Hampshire, who is co-chair of Hart-Rudman. Welcome once again.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you.
I'd like to ask both of you first, Jane Harman, there are so many commission reports that are written, contain good ideas, and are then forgotten. How can one avoid losing these recommendations, as so many have been lost?
Persistence and a strong stomach is required. I know that when I was invited to testify before this 9/11 commission, along with Porter Goss, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, I'm the ranking member, I brought all these prior reports. Stacked them up in front of me. It was about 2 feet worth, and I said, the best thing you folks could do is read these carefully and make sure these recommendations are implemented. And guess what? Having just been briefed on what they're proposing tomorrow, a lot of good ideas developed in past reports are going to be recommended and I hope implemented.
Is the problem, Senator Rudman, that there are so many good ideas proposed by so many commission reports that it's inconceivable that all of them will ever be implemented?
No, I don't think that's the problem. The problem is there has to be an environment that is receptive to these reports. And, you know, when our report came out in January of 2001, the other thing, of course, we said which should have grabbed headlines but didn't, we predicted that a large number of Americans would die on American soil in the near future due to acts of terrorism here in the United States. And it just disappeared into the ether. Nobody was paying any attention. 9/11 was an event like Pearl Harbor that none of us will ever forget. And no one can ignore this commission. This commission will be listened to. Now, whether all of their recommendations will be adopted, that's another issue. But they will get a lot of attention, although their problem right now is that this is coming out in the middle of a very political year.
Although, Representative Harman, the Bremer Commission was impaneled, as I recall, after the attacks on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. No small attack on U.S. interests there.
It's true, but it was overseas and smaller by huge geometric proportions than 9/11. We now have the political will to act. We didn't have it before. It's not a question of earnest people having good ideas. It's a question of the public being ready to accept changes.
Something unusual, I'm not sure if it's unique, about this commission, the 9/11 commission, was its relationship to the families of the victims of the 9/11 attack, who seemed to enjoy a special moral authority here. Do you think that that might have contributed to the attention that it received, that and, I guess, Richard Clark's disclosures and book, which put the thing on network television, which it hadn't been before?
Well, I certainly do, because, you know, I had a lot of contact with those families after 9/11 who suddenly became aware of Hart Rudman and wanted to know all about it and how we reached our conclusions. And these families have been enormously active. In fact, it's my view, without the pressure brought by these families, we never would have had a 9/11 commission.
I strongly agree with that, too. I recall I was in the House. The commission was proposed by now Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in the House Intelligence Committee, and it was the subject of great debate and amendment and change and so forth, and the administration, even at the last minute, was threatening to veto the intelligence authorization bill unless the commission was struck, and it was the families, the voice of the families, that overwhelmed the opposition and caused the commission to be set up, I think, to our great benefit.
So it takes both the interest of the national audience that, you would say, was brought into focus on 9/11, but also a special interest, an activist group that wants something to happen.
It's the only way anything ever gets done.
What's the appropriate role of commissioners after a final report has been issued? Is it appropriate for them to devote themselves to lobbying for the adoption of their recommendations? Or are they supposed to return to their role as elder wise persons?
If I could just comment on that, I was somewhat critical of the high profile of some of these commissioners early on. I think it distracted from their work. One of the rules we had on the Bremer Commission was that we were going to be invisible until we produced our product. But I am very excited to hear that they're going to go around the countryside pushing for their recommendations. The timing is perfect. It's August. Congress is out. We do have conventions, political conventions, sandwiching the month. But I think the public will be very receptive to their message and very receptive to the fact that they are truly bipartisan in the way they're presenting their message.
Yeah, I agree with that. As a matter of fact, Gary Hart and I met with many editorial boards, particularly after 9/11, when there was suddenly renewed interest in our report, and we did a lot of television, a lot of speaking. I strongly believe that this commission has an obligation, with all the time that's been spent on this, to now carry their message out across this country so they can build a constituency that is broader than essentially the families of the victims.
I just want to ask each of you before I let you go whether, in looking at what you've both described as the very successful work of the 9/11 Commission in bringing its both its hearings and now its recommendations to light, whether you've thought back at all to the commission you each served on and thought, now that I've seen this all unfold, I wish we had done X. I wish we had done that. Maybe there would have been a greater chance of more action against terrorism or for homeland security than there was.
Well, speaking of Hart, Ruckman, mm-hmm. No, I don't feel that way, because we did a very good job. The recommendations have now largely been adopted across the board. Many recommendations, there were about 12 in all on homeland security. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which point of view you want to take, the atmosphere in the country at the time this came out was quite benign about these issues, and Americans tend to ignore crises until they happen, and that hadn't happened.
Right. And Jane Harmon?
The track record on the recommendations of the Bremer Commission is fairly good, but many of the changes post-date 9/11, it's interesting that on 9/10/01, Jerry Bremer, L. Paul Bremer, and I had lunch together, bemoaning the fact that no one was paying attention. And surely less than 24 hours later, they were.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you for talking with us about your past work and about the work of the 9/11 Commission.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you very much, Robert.
We've been talking with Jane Harmon, who is a Democratic representative from California, who sat on the Bremer Commission, the National Commission on Terrorism that reported in June 2000, and former New Hampshire Senator Warren Rudman, who co-chaired Hart Rudman, the Commission on National Security, along with former Senator Gary Hart.